This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Before America can be great again, she must be free again. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Let's go ahead and talk to Ron of Vermont, making some great points about his line in the sand. I've said that medical tyranny is my line in the sand. I'm not a violent person. I'm not looking for trouble. But I know they're putting sterilants in vaccines. I know they've been given vaccine liability protection starting in the 80s. I know we've gone from 1 in 30-something thousand with autism 30 years ago, 35 years ago, to 1 in 56 now. The only place that gives more vaccines than us is South Korea. They're like 1 in 24. The brain damage is everywhere. The autoimmune results, they know. When they give preemies vaccines, they get them ready to put them on ventilation. When they die, they have to bring them back to life. I've had nurses on. They know. And California's passed laws to start forced inoculations and stuff. I mean, this is getting, they're getting rid of the exemptions. It's very, very frightening. We've got to work harder. And by the way, I don't want to hear it from people like Dr. Dina Dell used to say on radio, arrest somebody if they haven't taken a vaccine because you're endangering others. Brother, if you've taken your vaccine for anthrax or whatever, that doesn't protect you, by the way, and all these other crap vaccines that are dangerous and their own inserts say can kill you, then you're supposedly protected. Don't give me that bull that I don't have my own body. I'm sorry, I'm ranting. Ron, go ahead.
Alex, you know, it's just like when you're in an airplane, you know, you can't help the person next to you until you put the mask on yourself. So I need to be healthy before, you know, I can help others. And the globalists know that, you know, better than killing people is to maim people. Because when you maim one person, you're really taking down the whole family. And it's really disgusting, and I hate it. And that's why I love your nutraceuticals. Because this is at the crux of how we can win. If we get healthier, our minds will be clear and we will be able to attack, you know, the problems. I went to a doctor who was the head pathologist at Columbia Presbyterian. He left Western medicine because he just, you know, what he was finding was, you know, the diseases were not caused by what Western medicine was trying to feed us.
Well, they admit most of it is deficiencies, and I've had medical doctors on about that. If you don't have vitamin C, you die. If you don't have good iodine, you die. If you don't have oxygen, you die. If you don't have water, you die. If you don't have iron, you die. These are facts, and it's admitted that scurvy is rampant across the Western world because of malabsorption in the gut, because of people's bad diets, and they just don't know that something like leafy vegetables would make their life so much better.
Before, you know, I get dropped here, the most important thing that the healthcare people, this new bill coming up, I want to see nutraceuticals paid for by insurance companies.
Yes.
It is absolutely huge. It is the biggest thing that we could do because that will drive down the cost. We don't need these drugs. My doctor, you know, he has 50 recliner chairs. He feeds ozone into people intervenously for drug treatment.
Glutathione, the vitamin C, absolutely. It's revolutionizing so much. Ron, you're an amazing caller. Thank you so much for calling. Folks, that caller is so on target. We need to go back to the apothecary. That was just ground herbs and oils and essential cofactors that the ancients had developed. Every culture had them, whether it was the apothecaries of the Middle East, whether it was the apothecaries of the Armenians, or whether it was the apothecaries of Western Europe, or the apothecaries of China. You go look at the ancient formulas, they're similar because they found out it's what really worked. And you can always find some stuff that was superstitious or whatever, but most of it was based in reality. That's a whole other area of medicine that's just been walled off and lost, and it should be covered by your insurance. A show should having a nutritionist. So the caller is absolutely right. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants. And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out. Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today, complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
It's up on InfoWars.com right now. We can just punch it up and put it on screen for TV viewers. It's at these different May Day parades here in the United States. The communists are setting fires, attacking people, beating people up, and wearing shirts that show ISIS cutting Donald Trump's head off. Violent commie agitators set fire to police over in Europe. They're having more fires, more parts of the cities burned down, mainly Muslims doing it. The Islamification is going nicely. And Paul Watson's written another article for InfoWars.com where you can see the T-shirt. We'll put it up on screen for you, where it shows ISIS cutting Trump's head off, and it's not a Muslim. Doesn't look like a Muslim. Just like we have women wearing hijabs. We have women wearing hijabs and saying it's part of working with Islam and demystifying it. So, again, those stories are up on InfoWars.com. Leftist T-shirt, a May Day rally shows ISIS beheading Donald Trump. And I told you that I went out to rallies in the last 2 years and saw people with ISIS flags, ISIS signs. It's like avant-garde. It's cutting edge. It's trendy. It's cool. Just like we've seen North Korea kill millions of its own people through starvation, Venezuela totally collapsing, Cuba a nightmare, communist China a nightmare for the people. But at the universities, there's the Mao groups and the Red Guard, and it's really fashionable in Colorado and New York and places. They have restaurants about Mao and about Lenin, and the kids get tattoos of it. It's really sexy to talk about the Red Terror and all the death and all the destruction and all the evil. But they want to live here, driving their nice cars that mommy and daddy got them, and using their expensive smartphones that capitalism gave them. So May Day is the Communist Workers' Day. It's also an ancient occult day, the left-hand path of the Jacobins. So we have May Day because of the French Revolution, not our revolution, but a violent, hateful revolution. They wanted to overthrow God, country, not just royalty, and create a nine-day work week with no holidays and a ruling class of absolute God kings over the people. And communism came out of the Jacobins. That's admitted history. But the average person doesn't know. They want disorder. They want death. They want destruction, but only to bring them to absolute power. They want regime change for destabilization and total control. They want a red terror, a season of the abyss. And that's what they get. Paris chaos as rioters erupt on streets against election candidate Marie Le Pen, who's now in the lead in many polls. The latest, 100 arrests after clash with police in Germany. Protesters decrying Texas sanctuary cities bill stage sit-in. Isn't that cute? But you notice, oh, Cuba's having its first May Day with the new Castro. Oh, it's hereditary power like North Korea. Joining us, and then I promise I'm going to go to your calls before I go to Roger Stone and Breaking News. I will get to Skits and Beto and Jessica. Just stay there. I'm going to get to all of you and Dean and Isaac. So I want to hear what Jessica has to say on cops supporting Trump. I want to hear what Beto has to say on Trump's first 100 days. Skits wants to talk about Trump. Isaac wants to talk about Trump and Jared and Ivanka. Speaking of that, months ago he wrote about it at stephenchinnick.com. 3 weeks ago or so, he came out and said, watch, it's going to come out. He's been compromised by communist China. And sure enough, it was in the New York Times last Friday that Jared Kushner's tied into that. Now, he's got some breaking factoids. Former State Department head of psychological operations, worked with other agencies, was involved in regime change, you name it. Did the Camp David Accord successfully. Has a great pedigree, co-wrote books with, of course, Tom Clancy. He's also a medical doctor, psychiatrist, and military veteran. And that's Dr. Steve Pachinik. I just invited him on the show to see what's going on. I don't know the topics he's got. But I tell you, watching a bunch of spoiled brats celebrate collectivism and communism all over the world today as they're trying to run from North Korea into China, because it's quasi-free market. They're trying to run from Cuba here. They're running from Venezuela to get out of there. I mean, where is this utopia on May Day, Dr. Pachinik? I know your family, your dad was in the French Army, World War II, got driven out. Some died in the Holocaust, then you went to Cuba, then you came here. You're uniquely, I think, vetted with the pedigree to speak about the wonders of communism on May Day.
Well, as you know, there are no wonders of communism. My former assignment under Nixon and then under Reagan and Bush was to create the architecture for the takedown of the Soviet Union. And I did that at the RAND Corporation. Came back into the Reagan administration under Baker and then under Bush, and we were successful in taking it down without any soldiers. The reason is very simple. It's not that I'm all that great or we were great in regime change. It was that Soviet Union and communism just didn't work. And it was rotten from the inside. I had men who were walking in the streets at literally 7 a.m, totally drunk. No jobs. They had factories which were making things that were not useful. The army was not very effective. The intelligence service could be bought off, so forth and so on. So communism, the notion of the left and the ideology of the left is all fine and good, but in reality, it has no credibility, it has no viability, it has no legs to stand on. So when you're young, you want to protest and rebel. The Jacobean Revolution was under Robespierre, did effectively bring in Napoleon. The Russian Revolution effectively brought in Stalin. Now, what I'm about to say is going to be a little disconcerting to you and your listeners, but it's very important for me to say this right now. The revolution you had started, Alex, had nothing to do with communism, had to do with the voice of America and shifting us to the alternative right or whatever narrative we want to use.
New right.
New right. The point I'm trying to make, and I wrote this several weeks ago, was the following. When Alex Jones gets compromised for whatever reason, I'm sorry you had to go to court. I saw that issue. Then I saw that Fox News was in trouble and Riley was compromised. Then I saw that Bannon was compromised. Now I see that Gork is compromised. So basically what we have now, Alex, is a counter-revolution, or basically what's happening in any revolution. It's what Hitler did in the Night of the Long Knives when he took care of his SA people and he exterminated them.
That's right. First, they politically shut down your voice before they physically shut you down. And when you use the word compromised, I'm not backing down or giving up under this organized assault.
That's why I state this to the audience and I say it to you. I wrote that and I still mean that you are the American icon. However, the orders came out. There's no question in my mind now. It came out of the White House because the Clintons could never do this. The left doesn't have that kind of intelligence. They don't have that kind of capability. But within the structure of McMaster, the National Security Council, and the fact that we're mobilizing both into North Korea, into Afghanistan, Iraq, and Syria, it became obvious to me that whatever orders came out of the Trump administration, whether it was Jared or it was McMaster, didn't matter to me. Basically, what it said is we're going to shut up the voices of the alternative right.
No, I've got it. Trump doesn't want, or his people don't want, the weapons lying around that brought him to power. Just like that normally happens in a revolution, whoever helps you get in, you end up destroying. I don't think Trump's doing that himself, but it's very, very clear that this is being directed. Because, look, Trump didn't get rid of that office that Obama set up that was designed to go after the new right. And so basically it's just been taken on. And now we see this gutting taking place, or this attempt to.
Well, the gutting, well, what I'm getting at is it's exactly right, Alex. You know this. I know this is the history of all revolutions, whether it's the left or the right. Immediately, those we bring to power, whether they're generals or civilians in the senior ranks, they have never been in the forefront of any revolution. Our generals, who are 3, 4 stars or whatever, they sit back, they use the system. Then when they get in the position of power, they try to eliminate any of the voices of agitation propaganda that comes out from you, that would have come out from Bannon, that would have come out from Gorka, that would have come out from any other people. From my point of view, this was part of the system, and I was waiting for it to happen.
That's right. Let's be clear historically. It's because they don't want people who effectively led peaceful revolutions still around. In case they go sideways, they know we can remove them. So what do you think I should do about this?
Well, number one, the reason I'm coming on the show, one, is to show my support to you. As I said, you're both a friend and you're an American icon. Number two, I think you should consistently maintain the dialogue that we, not Bannon, not Breitbart, not the Mercers, no one else, no other generals. There isn't one general who has the guts to come forth in a revolution. They're just not that way. They're socialized to be within their own system, almost a socialization system or socialism.
They're specialized in their own little paradigm to control them.
Correct. And the paradigm is a dangerous one because it demands a lot of money from us, the taxpayers, and at the same time, it's the expansion of, once again, Halliburton, KBR. They're all over Djibouti. They're all over Africa.
So basically, they're in their own ivory tower, forbidden city, delusional, and they are scared of the power that brought them to power.
Correct.
I know for a fact that Trump wanted to continue to work with us, but the elites told him, no, you can't do that. Well, when's it going to end? They're always going to demand more, more, more from him, but they never compromise.
Well, that's correct, Alex. It has to now depend on the character of Trump. If, in fact, he's a man of his word, a man of his conviction, not mercurial, not suddenly waving around and bringing in the people he does not know, or bringing in Jared Kushner with the Steinmetz family and the Israelis and the Goldman Sachs force, none of whom have been tutored in anything to do with national security, national foreign domestic, foreign policy, But we're structured now to be in a position of several wars at the same time. North Korea has been in a position where for the past 20 to 30 years, our military has developed what's called the 5027 plan or 5029 plan, where the Army, Navy, Marines, Special Forces can preempt an attack on North Korea. In Afghanistan, we have Marines going back in after our Marines were killed in exactly the same place. We have a 15-year war. We have Marines that were stationed, Special Forces, in Syria with artillery and with howitzers and soldiers. In effect, what we have is a military out of control once again, which has never performed effectively. Never. Not since the Korean War, not since the Vietnam.
Sure, but let me just stop you there. Let's look at the waterfront. I even told my lawyer 3 weeks ago, I said, I've looked at this attack, and I said, I guarantee you the people in the Trump administration that are forming this deep state coup to capture the president, which they've almost completed at many levels, they see us as a threat. And I said, this is being directed by people inside the White House. I said, these attacks are too concerted, too coordinated. But I said, I know.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
That you may have again, or I may have, or any one of the number of people who are not following the trend or are not, you know, succumbing to the military-industrial complex. You're talking about KBR in Djibouti having an incredible presence when we have no national security interests in Sudan, Somalia, or any of the African countries.
And by the way, I've had a lot of special forces people that just got back tell me, in fact, some senior ones, the exact same thing, that it's a disaster, that we're wrecking it, that we're looting it, and so they're very upset. But separately, let me just give people some good news. I don't want to give sources out, obviously, but let's just say this. I know Mike Cernovich's sources. The government knows his sources, so it's not a secret to them. But it's obviously who's been retweeting him and saying he's a great guy and retweeting our stuff. There are people very close to the president who are for real. Hell, it's not a secret. It's his sons, especially Donald Jr. is a total patriot. And there's a bunch of other people. So Trump is for real, but he's being pulled by every side. And there are folks inside the White House threatening nuclear option to release information if they continue this. But there is an attempt to have a soft coup against the president. What do we do about that?
Well, if we go back once again, this revolution was started with a coup and then a counter coup. And right now they have a soft coup where they've taken over. And now I think Eric Jr. has to come into the forefront. I've repeatedly said that Jared has to leave. There's no question he's involved in corruption with the Chinese. There's no question he's involved in corruption with the Israeli family, the Steinmetz, who were already indicted for diamond smuggling and illegal activities. I'm saying this to the Attorney General, Jeff Sessions. He knows very well that this family, the Kushner family and the Steinmetzes, are totally corrupt. We cannot have that in the White House. This is not a nepotism republic. This is a republic that fought its way by people like you, me, and others who went to war. Kushner never went to war. The Israelis never went to war with us. Mossad was 9/11. The Israelis were involved in 9/11. We have the neocons coming back. I am warning the administration again and again. I did not take the time and the effort and the liberty and the risk that others are willing to do to bring back the pathetic neocons like Elliot Abrams or John Bolton or any one of these morons that you're putting in there. If McMaster doesn't understand how he came to power because Tom Clancy and I gave him money in ARMCAF. He came to power because he sat on the boards of other companies. Mr. Mattis was on the board of DynaCorp. He was on the board of another company. If the generals really think they are that great, they better look into the mirror. They have never won a war. They have never taken down a regime, and they have failed repeatedly in executing any military action. This has been our history before Korea, before Vietnam. We lost 55,000 men because the generals were incompetent, ignorant, and they had a dereliction of duty. I go back to McMaster. This is a dereliction of duty. Anything he wants to do now, and a force structure, bringing out the soldiers into North Korea and thinking that you can preempt an attack on North Korea when they're 30 miles away from Seoul, is both idiotic and inept. At the same time, continuing a war for 15 years in Afghanistan, where thousands of our Marines were killed in Helmand Province, and then putting more Marines in is nothing more than a barbaric stupidity. At the same time, putting in artillery and howitzers into Syria when you have no idea who the Alawites are, you have no idea how many Christians that the Bashar family is protecting, millions of them, and you're going to do regime change because you have some moron named Pompeo who's head of the CIA because he was number one at West Point but had never been in intelligence. Never been overseas, really never understood anything except...
Doc, we're almost out of time. You got to come back in the next few days and really flesh this out. I promise you go to calls and we have a Roger Stone with some breaking news. But just in the minute or two we have left, I love what Trump's doing, transferring power from the globalists back. He's doing a lot of great things in the economy. TPP, we've talked about it. So many good things. So I think he's for real. We know he's for real. There is an internal struggle. The listeners need to go out to these rallies, to send letters to the president, to call into C-SPAN, to call into talk radio, to create the buzz that we didn't elect Jared Kushner and Ivanka Trump, and that we, you know, want the president to do something about the war on the press, the war on the liberty movement that is taking place. But more importantly, our listeners need to support your work, my work, and others' work as an act of resistance financially in the face of the attacks, the lawsuits, the kicking us off Google ads, you name it. Because, the attacks are intensifying. We're a beta test. And if they're able to shut down InfoWars, the sky's the limit.
That's correct. I do agree with you, and they won't shut you down. They're not that stupid. If they're that stupid, then they're self-destructive. But if that happens, we will do an alternative channel. Don't worry, Alex.
Well, I mean, obviously, they got to kill me to totally shut us down. We're only growing. It's backfiring. What are they going to do then if it's backfiring?
No, they're not going to kill you because they don't want you dead. That would make you a martyr. They're not that stupid to make somebody a martyr, but they are that incompetent to think that they can put buttons on you and on Riley, on the Fox News, and on this other people who were involved, and then think that they could put pressure. Trump is not an innocent man. He has to grow up, he has to focus, and he has to be disciplined. In other words, there's no
excuse.
Hold
on, do a minute or two more on Trump, then we'll go to the next guest in the calls.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5555. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I want to encourage all of you to remember how high the stakes really are right now in the battle for freedom. And the information war is paramount. That's why it's more important than ever that you spread the word about InfoWars.com and send out the links so people can watch the free feeds and get the free podcast and download the free iPhone and Android apps at InfoWars.com/show. It is critical that we be able to email you when we're being cyber attacked or shut down. Sign up to get our email alerts at InfoWars.com/newsletter. And finally, we have launched our new free app at InfoWars.com/app. You can download it on iPhone, Android. Once you've downloaded the free app at InfoWars.com/app, you can then, if you choose, pay $4.95 a month to get InfoWars Prime. We produce documentaries, special reports, live events, and so much more on a daily and weekly basis just for Prime members. We also have daily specials, sometimes as much as 50% off for members of InfoWars Prime. InfoWars has come a long way, and InfoWars Prime is just one more weapon in the fight for liberty.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You know, I don't want to get dramatic here, but we are in a dramatic position, and I'm not that smart, but the media has made me an icon by this creature they've created, this straw man, editing clips out of context of what I say and do to make me look completely wild or crazy. And it's backfired, just like Trump got in, despite all his warts. And we've all got warts. None of us are perfect. Because the media so loathed and hated, they threw everything they had at him, and the worse they got, the more successful he became. And it's the same thing with Le Pen or myself or anybody. They've indicted Le Pen for criticizing Islam. They've tried to kill Nigel Farage 3 or 4 different times. The police have said they've tried to kill him. Not the police tried to kill him, but the police have confirmed that they've taken his lug nuts off, cut his brake lines, suspicious stuff with the plane crash. The pilot's a vegetable, by the way. So Farage has got 9 lives. They're coming after us. And look, I'm not here bragging, saying, oh, I'm this great guy. I don't want to be a slave, but I've gotten a bunch of phone calls by major newspaper reporters, and they just say, Alex, you really ought to back off. You're going to be destroyed. I'm your friend. I care about you. And I say, is this a message? Well, yes, I care about you. Back down from doing the right thing? That's what the whole world's about, is not being scared and wanting to have industry and freedom again and decentralizing power. Because once you sell out, you'll sell out to anything. And then the worst people are in control, and whatever their wild dreams are, dictate things. So you're in Venezuela, you're in North Korea, you're in Soviet Russia, sweetheart. And that's just not who I am. Not a hero, though. Let's get that straight. I am a self-preservationist. I take it personal people want to enslave us. I take it personal they want to set up one-sided trade deals and sell out our industry. They call that being, you know, an idiot or old-fashioned, or, you know, they sell being a sociopath nowadays as being smart and expedient and cool. No, it's called pissing in the pool. Everybody does it. The pool's ruined, folks. And I'm not a goody two-shoes. I'm not an idiot. And I know Pachinik isn't. We're about to go to Roger Stone and then your calls. It's just that Stephen Colbert, every night last week, and for the 2 weeks, every night, opened his show lying about me with a comedy character. Very nasty, very mean. And they open up all these other shows lying, believing they're psychologically inoculating people to make me a joke. But all they're doing is sending people to find out what's on the show, and then they hear Roger Stone or Steve Pachinik or Ron Paul, who's on, what, Wednesday. Oh, by the way, we have a 30-hour broadcast that I should have mentioned last week, with big discounts, big specials, and a lot more, with a lot of special guest hosts to help raise more money for all the attacks and the things they've done to us, like kicking us off Google Ads. That'll be $5 million this year we lose. Sounds like a lot of money. That's just the fun things. That's a loss. Just on what we have for funding. We brought in 3-point-something last year. It was going to be $5 million this year, projected ads. Going after our sponsors. Hell, taking my kids away from me. You know, it's really... really fun, let me tell you, to have the media all perched there, all lying with front page of the paper, openly trying to manipulate the jury, just you name it, saying, you know, making it a referendum on my speech. That's what this has become, ladies and gentlemen. And so they pretty much have only energized me that much more to be more focused and fight harder. But they hate me because I have energy, I have life force, and I'm willing to stand up and not roll over. And they just want to intimidate everybody else by crushing me in public. They think you're cowards. People used to always accuse me. I'm going to say this in closing, and let Pachinik finish on saying, you know, Trump is not a man without sin. No, certainly not. Not a piker. But we believe he actually wants to empower the country and the people. I always get these questions. If you're fear-mongering to scare people, you must be helping the government, scaring people about how dangerous it is so they don't get involved. And I was later told, until about a decade ago, the government actually thought that's what I was doing, not on purpose, but leave him there. He says all the horrible stuff we do, and it just scares people that are awake. I thought you were like me. You wouldn't get scared. You'd get motivated to do something, knowing there's no other hope but to take action. And you know what? They miscalculated. You were the people I thought you were. You're just like me, just like Pachinik. Anybody else? It's beating in our heart. We're not going to be slaves. We take it personal. We're not going to be run over. And that's what's happening, ladies and gentlemen. You take the Armenian genocide. I just went and saw that movie, The Promise. Very accurate, very powerful. 2.5 hours long. I recommend you go see it. Ladies and gentlemen, the only Armenians that live were those that fought. You know, I'm not going to sit there while they first shut down the press, then they shut down the businesses, then they push you into the hills, then they kill you. That's what's happening. So, Pachinik, I'm ranting. Finish up, then we're going to, of course, Roger Stone has got breaking news. But they are coming after, obviously, everybody. And the listeners need to know, by coming after myself and others, they are coming after everybody because they fear the populist movement and focal points of it. And there is a civil war inside government, as you were saying. But just your brief message to Trump, thanks for holding while I broke that down, about saying, look, he's not without, you know, sin. He needs to grow up. Go ahead.
The key here is he's got to get rid of Ivanka and he's got to get rid of Jared Kushner. If he wants to bring his family in, let him bring in Eric and Donald Jr. That's fine. They represented what we talked about. But let me tell you one statement. Hitler always said to his German public, Who will ever remember the Armenian genocide? 1.3 million Armenians were killed by the Turks with the help of the Germans. And nobody ever remembered the Armenian genocide when the Jews were then rounded up, the Catholics were rounded up, the Protestants were rounded up, the Lutherans. Most people don't remember that the evisceration of Catholicism and Lutheranism started in the 1930s under Hitler. He could never have gotten to power if all the Lutheran priests had been there, or ministers, or even the Protestants. He put them all in Dachau. They were killed way before the Jews were. So I'm not saying we're in that situation. I am saying that America, stay alert, be prepared. The revolution's not over. Success is not given. You have to always earn that right to be an American. Our generals have not really understood that very well. They thought just by going into a battle and wearing a lot of fruit salad, that meant something to people like me and others who didn't need the uniform, who didn't need the fruit salad, who didn't need the pension, because we wanted to go out and fail and make ourselves a success in the American system, in the American democracy. And not sit on the board of directors of Northrop Grumman or L3 or SAIC. So it's time for us to continue and start breaking down the military-industrial complex and telling our generals, enough is enough. We're not sending our boys and girls and others to war so that they can be killed for your profits.
That's right. And it's part of the Nuremberg trials that Hitler, in 1939, when he started going into Poland, Czechoslovakia and other areas starting World War II, he said, who would remember the Armenian genocide? And the Armenian genocide was used as the model in 1943 when Hitler started to fail. He said, just kill all the slave labor, Jews, you name it. They said, look,
Poles were killed, Catholics were killed. This was not just Jewish.
And he said, we got away with the Armenian genocide, so they're not going to care here. And that is a perfect example of what we're dealing with. So, again, when you said Trump's not perfect, obviously, do you think they've got him blackmailed?
I don't know whether they got it. I don't rationalize a man who's in power. He has to explain to me and to the American public what he's going to do, how he's going to accomplish it, and not become mercurial. He has to become the president of the United States, which means he has to focus, he has to be disciplined, he has to fire people, which he can't do, I understand from his past history, and he has to be able to stay on course. If he can't, then we'd be happy to take on replace him with someone else, but this can't continue.
Dr. Pachinik, stevepachinik.com, going to talk to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Alex, and God bless.
God bless you. And we're going to go now to our next guest, and I promise before I end this broadcast, Beto, Jessica Skits, I'm going to all of you. I appreciate you holding. Roger Stone's got some breaking news for us. I want to be clear. When I'm critical of Trump, it's because I support him, I like him, I like all the good things, the $3 trillion in the stock market, the small business numbers being good, controlling our border, illegals 43% down coming across, going after ISIS, cleaning up Obama's mess, killing TPP, getting a great Supreme Court justice on. I'm very thankful to Trump overall. But to see him go from a perfect trajectory to a few degrees off, over time, a few degrees takes you back to where you came from. Turns into a circle pretty soon. So he's got breaking news. Roger Stone called us about 30 minutes ago, said, I want to come on. Breaking news, stonecoldtruth.com, former head of the Trump campaign. You can buy his book, The Making of a President, at InfoWarsStore.com. Roger, thank you so much for coming on with us with this breaking info.
Alex, first of all, it's great to see you back in the saddle. You know, I agree that in the, 38, 40 years I've been in politics, I've never seen a more focused, a negative assault on any public figure, and that would have to include Richard Nixon at the height of Watergate, than this media assault on you that is incredibly multidimensional. In other words, in the entertainment realm, they're gutting you by a parody of you, and where they play with our algorithms and manipulate through their fake news blockers and Snopes and others, they seek to strangle our message. First let me say, I've got your back in this fight. This is going to be the greatest fight as we go forward, because the way they destroy us, as you know, is to kill our First Amendment rights, to take away our platform, and to end a free press in America as we know it.
You know, it's important you say that, because I always get caught up in the news and don't explain it, that, you know, we're the beta test. They're kicked you off Adderall. They kicked you off Google. They're doing all the same stuff to you. There's a long list of us. They have Colbert and others attack us every night with lies. All the major news channels, CBS, ABC, NBC, saying Alex said he's a fake. Alex said he's a racist. He's a cult leader. He lost his kids. On and on and on. Total concerted assault on every front. And when you pull back and look at it, then they're strangling us, blocking us, not even having us on the shows, not having us in Congress when they call us Russian agents with no proof. So they're blocking us on our own platforms while not letting us respond. I mean, it is unprecedented.
Well, let me just say that if you sit back and look at it, I would remind you of a line that they actually show in this trailer for Get Me Roger Stone. Alex, they would not hate you if you were not effective. The reason why they've got to take you out and InfoWars out is because you have been, indeed, the tip of the spear. And you have provided a platform for the truth to so many others, including those who work with you right there, in the InfoWars.
Sure, let's be clear. We then produce the Americana truth-based talking points that take over talk radio, take over Fox. They now know but it's not just us. But, yes, we've who they've chosen to destroy. So I hope listeners understand, when they buy the products, when they spread the links, when they thank the local stations for carrying us, it is an act of total resistance. Roger, I think they're going to fail. What do you think?
No, I think so also. And just the fact, Alex, that they parody you is a homage. It's a homage to your effectiveness as one of the leaders in this fight. And look, I think if you look across the board, it's people like Mike Cernovich and the folks at Breitbart and the folks at the Daily Caller and the folks at InfoWars and the folks at Town Hall and so many other great alternative sites that are committed to the truth, where there's better investigative journaling than you can see at CNN. By the way, heartening to see people chanting at the Trump rally, CNN sucks, CNN sucks, and having CNN have it on air for a snippet. Really refreshing.
Absolutely. Well, my friend, what is the big breaking news today?
Well, I can now tell you authoritatively, Alex, that the president has been informed of the coming resignation of Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy through a back channel. This sets off a furious campaign now to place the next Supreme Court justice. The front runner in that sweepstake is clearly Judge Neil Hartigan from the Western District of Pennsylvania. Now, Hartigan was thought to be the runner-up when Judge Gorsuch was selected, and is also known to be the personal favorite of Marianne Trump Berry, the esteemed Reagan appointee to the bench in New Jersey. He is a conservative, not necessarily a libertarian, a conservative.
So you're giving us the exclusive. This hasn't broken yet?
This has not broken yet. Let me continue, if I may, and say that Senator Charles Grassley has his own candidate who is not Judge Hartigan for this slot and has made the White House very aware of his position. Remember that Grassley's assistance would be required to get the nominee through the Senate.
But the big news is that the Justice Kennedy is stepping down.
I think that's the news, but I also think a quick handicap is crucial here. Hartigan, the front runner, Grassley with his own candidate that we will identify here at InfoWars, perhaps when we get together. And then, of course, the dark horse in this, and this is very important, Judge Andrew Napolitano. Now, what's not known, Alex, is whether the president is going to go to the list that he released in the election. He only said that he would choose his first justice from that list, and indeed he did. If the list were out the window and he had a broader selection, Hartigan was on the list. Grassley's candidate was not a judge on the list, and of course, Judge Napolitano is the outside-the-box theory, but known to be a personal a favorite of the president himself.
Well, a little bird told me, and I checked with another bird, that Trump promised to go off the list for the first one, but said on the second one he was leaning towards Napolitano. Was that accurate?
I had heard that, too. I think what he said was he was leaning towards a more libertarian-oriented choice, and we know that he's fond of the judge. So that's at a minimum.
Well, Napolitano is so incredibly smart. He's got the background. They put a lot of big state judges in the Supreme Court before. It would energize Trump's base. I mean, you talk about a death blow. Judge Andrew Napolitano on the Supreme Court, man.
Pardon me. You're absolutely right. Felix Frankfurter was a state jurist, I believe, before going to the bench, one of the greatest Supreme Court justices. So this is going to cause a ripple in official Washington. The president clearly, as I said earlier, has been told that that a letter from Justice Kennedy is supposedly imminent.
All right, we're going to get a transcript of this out right now. Roger Stone, the president has been told that the letter is imminent of Justice Kennedy's resignation. Let's put that out right now, get this snipped out, this last 5 minutes, and put up on YouTube and Facebook as soon as possible. And, of course, you've given us so many big exclusives. I guess this will be one more fake news story like Cernovich getting it directly from the White House that it was Susan Rice that did the leaking.
Well, let me say this, Alex. Now that we have made this public, is imminent in Washington time, a week, 2 weeks, 3 months, a month. But this is surely coming, this retirement. Once we expose the politics of it, obviously liberals will urge Kennedy to hang on, not wanting to hand President Trump yet another seat.
Sure, sure. Well, the statesman's asking, is he getting ready? You say the word is he is.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
As a small business owner, you know that if you don't have satisfied customers, you don't have anything. At Vistaprint, we feel the same way about our customers, which is why we won't stop until you're absolutely satisfied with every business card you order. Go to Vistaprint.com today, and you can get 500 customized, high-quality business cards starting at just $9.99. We're talking about 500 business cards you'll be proud to share starting at $9.99. Plus, you get even more for your money because we have a team available online or over the phone to help with any questions about your order. Our design specialist can help make sure your colors, fonts, and images look exactly how you want. That's how we can guarantee your satisfaction. And if you aren't satisfied for any reason, we'll make it right, even if it means reprinting your order. Give us a chance to treat you like you treat your customers. Head to Vistaprint.com to get your 500 business cards and complete satisfaction starting at just $9.99. Use promo code 7733 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 7733.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Open.
come back and take your phone calls, and then David Knight's coming in, but I promise to get to him. I appreciate you holding. Roger Stone's our guest, StoneColdTruth.com. We need your financial support. We have great supplements, nutraceuticals, Patriot Apparel, fluoride-free iodine / colloidal silver toothpastes back in. That, of course, is Super Blue, the adult formula. We have the child's formula as well, bubblegum flavor, a natural flavor. We also have the bone broth, turmeric, paleo formula that's so good with chaga mushrooms and turmeric and bee pollen and so much more. Caveman, ultimate paleo, just an amazing formulation for your body. There's so many things. Go research it at InfoWarsStore.com. That's 53% off because it's already a bestseller. I want people to get introduced to it and see how great it is. We also have 50% off Super Blue fluoride-free toothpastes back in, and 30% off Liver Shield. You can also get it with the Oxy powder and do the liver cleanse. Does everything I expected. Has nearly everything I've ever used for liver cleansing all rolled into one easy-to-take formula. That's Boy Blue, Duncannon, Pennsylvania. So thank you for the five-star review. We also have the Survival Seed Vault. Amazing seeds, highest quality. 30% off out of the gates for your summer garden. Okay, in closing, other information on your radar that you'd like to get into, Roger?
Well, Alex, first of all, let me apologize to your viewers. I have a little sinus condition. I ran out of some of my better InfoWars products on my last 2 weeks on a hard road trip. Now that I'm back to Florida, I have found that my latest orders, particularly of your liver cleanse package, are in. So I'll be back in the pink here. But, Alex, I really think that this attack on you really needs to be seen in the right context. It's not about Alex Jones. It's about your effectiveness in terms of the movement.
It's an attack on us. It's an attack on everybody.
I mean, if you saw the charts of our retweets from October and January and today at Stone Cold Truth at StoneZone.com, which is being reinvented before our very eyes. If you saw the way our Twitter feed, our Facebook feeds are being manipulated to limit our reach to patriots, it's a slow motion strangulation. And it will either have to be solved in an antitrust action by the Trump Justice Department, although today there is no particular indication that the White House is aware of the gravity of this threat, or a class action suit, which could be long and expensive and difficult. But the American people are not going to let the toothpaste be put back in the tube when it comes to the First Amendment and our right to communicate. It's Stalinistic in its scope. On Wednesday, here at InfoWars, I'm going to be with Jacob Engels, who has broken some major stories exposing pro-Islamic activities in the academic world and in government. Soros has now been caught funding local candidates, and the Soros organization had threatened Engels, an independent journalist. We're going to have him talking about how suddenly, after he broke these stories, Alex, his Twitter feed, his Facebook feed, all of the basic net contacts were his investigative journalism.
Oh, yeah. Soros last year was in the WikiLeaks saying, once the UN has control, we're going to shut down all the stories that aren't for us. We'll control the news. This guy is incredible. So it's not just me. They're going after everybody in Lifetime. It's George Soros's. He was the first client that founded the law firm that's suing me. And the guy suing me is on the Federal Reserve Board of New York. I mean, can you imagine how crazy they are to do that when I'm going to get the depositions and discovery?
It's a badge of honor, Alex. It's a badge of honor. You know, we are warriors, and you and I and Pacific and a handful of others, Cernovich, Bannon.
Well, listeners know what's happening. They're supporting us. They're right here with us, folks. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, buy the products, spread the articles, and pray for us. Thank you so much, Roger. We'll be back with a few calls, and then David Knight.